You can't put a price on life. Illegal bushmeat may be easy to obtain, but you can pay the ultimate price with a prison sentence or worse still, illness or fatality. Look for the trusted buffalo, our symbol of trusted quality Zambian game meat. Buy Lego. This is not a game. Visit www.thisisnotagame.info for a full list of retailers near you. This message was brought to you in the interest of public safety by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.
Welcome to the This Is Not a Game radio show, a show dedicated to informing you about the dangers of illegal bushmeat while highlighting the impact of poaching and the benefit of wildlife to Zambia. Remember, illegal possession of bushmeat is an offense punishable by up to 7 years imprisonment. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.
Welcome, my name is Mina, and in today's episode we'll be talking to Dr. Charles Maseka, Principal Veterinary Officer at the Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock. We'll be talking about illegal bushmeat from a public health perspective. As always, we have a great lineup of interesting segments ahead, so let's get started with the interview. Dr. Maseka, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
I think first things first, could you tell us a bit about yourself and the work that you're involved in?
Okay, I'm a principal veterinary officer in the Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock, Department of Veterinary Services.
Okay.
I started the public service in 1998, first as an animal production veterinary consultant. Then I worked in the hub of livestock in the country, that is Southern Province, first as a district veterinary officer for Namibia, as the head of the province. Basically involved in disease control, disease surveillance, public health, evaluation and monitoring, on the lights.
Okay. I think my next question obviously is there a link between public health and illegal bushmeat?
The fact that it's illegal, it means that it's a threat to human life. So yes, there is a very big concern, and that is the work we are currently doing at different forums, engaging private wildlife estate owners, engaging our colleagues in National Park, engaging the community itself of the danger which this poses. Because you see, in that wildlife environment, as I said, there are pathogens which exist there, which might be silent in a certain species. But when they break the barrier to enter the human population, then we have outbreaks. But we have others which are multi-species, which cause mortalities in wildlife, in livestock, and human beings. I'll give you an example of anthrax, for instance. Now, the pathogens which cause these diseases are found in the natural environment. The challenge which we have with something illegal is that, you see, that person who is doing it, his concern is not really the wholesomeness of the product which he is doing. In this case, the meat which he is poaching. The concern is, how fast can I get this meat and the not? So you see that really, to look at the health part or the wholesomeness of this meat for the consumer is not his primary concern. The primary concern, that because he has gone to steal, so he wants to get the meat very fast from the environment where he is, so that he is not caught, prepare it, and they come and sell it to our unsuspecting customer.
Yeah.
So there is a very big relationship between that.
Okay. All right, Dr. Maseka, are there any zoonotic diseases that you are focused on currently, and what effects do these have on humans?
We are doing surveillance on the anthrax in the Luangwa ecosystem, because that is endemic for us in Zambia here. There are certain areas where these diseases are very, very prominent. We are also dealing with the rabies in both wild and the domestic dogs. The domestic dogs, because of the proximity to human beings, and you know, once we get that, then we've got challenges. Then we are dealing with the tuberculosis. This is bovine TB, because it is also, we have certain species of wildlife which would say that are reservoirs to certain diseases, and they can easily pass these to livestock or human beings. So we are also dealing with that as a department and as a unit.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Maseka. We'll now go on a short break, and when we get back, we find out how zoonotic diseases move from poached animals to to human beings.
Wait, never forget that day, Uzibaga. We almost lost our son. But Madam got bushmeat from Ujajimi, who always brings to the office. He said it was buffalo, but Kaya, it could have been anything. Olo imbo azona, eh? Learn from me, boy. Don't buy your bushmeat from just any guy. Abena Jimmy Baparod. Buy your meat from licensed dealers, Mdala. But in a mapepala, those with proof, it's legal game meat.
Choose legal game meat you can trust. This is not a game. For more information, visit www.thisisnotagame.info. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.
Welcome back. We're talking to Dr. Maseka from the Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock about the public health perspective on illegal bushmeat. Dr. Maseka, now tell us, how are zoonotic diseases most likely to move from an animal that has been poached for bushmeat to a consumer?
That activity of poaching is an illegal activity. Mm-hmm. And the easier we can get the meat, and the faster we can get the meat so that we run away from there, the better. So in most cases, you find that when a wild animal is sick, certain symptoms of certain diseases is the lack of fear of human beings.
Mm-hmm.
So people might come very close, the animal is not running away, and they get it easily, shoot, and then they get the meat so that they try to run away. Now, at that stage, if, say, the animal is infected, and depending on what sort of pathogen, the danger actually starts with the person who is handling that animal as the first person, because certain pathogens are found in the blood, certain pathogens are found in the tissues. Obviously, that's not very easy. Also, what we call environmental contamination, which is one of the key parts of food safety, because in the environment where the animals are put, you know, it's not a place which is maybe disinfected or kept clean so that the meat is not contaminated. So that meat has got the, in terms of food safety, definitely is twice. One, it could be out of the pathogens which are in the meat or in the tissue. And then it could be opportunistic contamination of how they are handling the process. So if it is a species which maybe is sick of anthrax, I'll say it's a buffalo which has died of anthrax, and the people find it is meat and get it. We've said that the pathogens, some of these pathogens are very resistant to the environment. They form what we call spores to protect them, okay? So, depending on how that meat is handled, and the waste still, how it is prepared for home consumption, it may be possible that those pathogens will still be alive up to the time when that meat is consumed.
So, even if I cook this meat at very high temperature, there is still a big risk that it could be contaminated.
Cooking is one of the reasons which we say that reduces the number of pathogens in our, in the meat, even OIE, well, not the World Health Organization itself. They are the five golden rules: keep clean, cook thoroughly, keep food at safe temperature, use safe water. So cooking thoroughly, yes, it kills most of the pathogens, but the toxins, some opportunistic toxins are not cooked. And also, as I said, you see, to maintain a uniform temperature of the water and what is being cooked, there are chances that the internal part of the meat could be as heated as the external part, depending on how long we cook it.
Okay.
So to us, we don't want to risk human life. For us to avoid that, we would rather encourage and recommend that what goes in the food chain, before it is even cooked or what, it is being passed to the feed for human consumption.
Ah, okay. All right. Thank you so much for that, Dr. Maseka. And my last question now is, with the demand of bushmeat that we have seen in the past, how is the ministry making sure that there is a diverse variety of legal protein alternatives to illegal bushmeat?
Yeah, thank you very much for that. I think what we've seen, it still gets back to the One Health concept, and we've seen that in the natural environment, we've got certain areas where, because if you say we've got hippos in the Luanga system, ecosystem, and then we have got anthrax there, we will never do away with the hippos. They will always be with us.
Ah, okay.
Much as those spores of anthrax will always be there. So, It's a mitigating measure which we put in. So now, we've seen that the best way to provide healthy things of wildlife origin to our consumer is to increase the number of private wildlife estates.
Mm-hmm.
These are areas where there is some form of intervention, human intervention, in that in a private wildlife estate, the place is fenced. They are also checked by the veterinary department, mm-hmm. checked by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife, the interaction between the rancher and the professional to ensure that at least the management systems which are there lead to the production of a product which is wholesome and feed human consumption.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Maseka, for that. And on that note, we come to the end of our interview. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Listeners, stay tuned for interesting facts, takeaways, and news stories lined up.
Did you know that tourism has been identified as a priority area in the plan to stabilize Zambia's economy by 2030? According to the Policy Monitoring and Research Center, tourism can spur the transformation of the country's economy alongside agriculture, mining, and manufacturing. Tourism contributes 7% of Zambia's gross domestic product.
We visited Pasawi General Trading, talked to Samson, their director. This is what he had to say about the legal game meat business.
Hello everyone, we are Pasawi General Trading, game meat dealers in Livingstone. We are located behind Zanaco along John Huntway at Wino House, Room 1. We stock antelopes and warthog, both dry and fresh. We are a licensed company and our prices, the unit price would be 100, it's actually 100 kwacha per kg, but we serve according to the amount because we weigh on the scale. So please consume legal game meat because it is well licensed and inspected for health purposes. For any more inquiries, please you can contact us on 0974 847179.
Boss, what do you have for me today?
Dala impala ya sila but kulichim yaina elo iwa amempeka monga buffalo elo ndimo wa customer ni 200 chabi.
Dala, won't they know it's aina?
Awe boss, they never know. Swazi bushmeat ni same.
Good plan, eh?
Ni good plan.
Yeah.
Choose legal game meat you can trust. This is not a game. For more information, visit www.thisisnotagame.info. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.
The subordinate court in Nakonde has sentenced two men to 5 years imprisonment with hard labor each after they tried to sell a live pangolin to an undercover officer contrary to the Zambian Wildlife Act No. 14 of 2015. Michael Siame, aged 13, and Webster Siengo, aged 43, were arrested on 7th January 2022 by officers from the Department of National Parks and Wildlife when they attempted to sell a live pangolin to an undercover officer in Chenga village in Nakonde district. The two suspects were charged with one count of illegal possession of protected trophy, namely one live pangolin, contrary to section 131 of the Zambian Wildlife Act No. 14 of 2015. Pangolins are among the most protected wild animals in Zambia because of their ecological value, hence the need to stop poachers from depleting local populations. This important species is only found in Africa and Asia. Under the Zambian Wildlife Act No. 14 of 2015, anyone found in illegal possession of pangolins, their scales, or other body parts is liable upon conviction to a minimum sentence of 5 years imprisonment without option of paying a fine. Climate-related health emergencies are on the rise in Africa, accounting for more than half of public health events recorded in the region over the past two decades. A new analysis by World Health Organization shows. The World Health Organization found that 2,121 public health events recorded in the African region between 2001 and 2021 were climate-related. The region is witnessing an increase in climate-linked emergencies, with 25% more climate-related events recorded between 2011 and 2021. The World Health Organization is supporting countries to reinforce their health systems to adapt to be more resilient and better cope with climate-linked emergencies. The measures include assessing health system weaknesses and developing and implementing measures to cushion people's lives and health from the adverse consequences of climate-related health crises. For instance, in Ethiopia, Malawi, Mozambique, and Tanzania, the World Health Organization has worked with the health authorities to set up an early warning and response system to predict the risk of vector and waterborne diseases and respond effectively.
This is not a game.
Thank you for listening in. We were speaking to Dr. Charles Maseka, Principal Veterinary Officer at the Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock, on the public health perspective of illegal bushmeat. Our key takeaways from today's interview are that not all bacteria are destroyed after cooking meat, making the consumption of illegal bushmeat even more risky to one's health. The Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock is encouraging the establishment of game ranches for safe game meat consumption for the public.
Get interactive and be sure to tune in next time for another interactive and exciting episode. Find us on Facebook and Insta at This Is Not A Game and visit our website www.thisisnotagame.info.
You can't put a price on life. Illegal bushmeat may be easy to obtain, but you can pay the ultimate price with a prison sentence or worse still, illness or fatality. Look for the Trusted Buffalo, our symbol of trusted quality Zambian game meat. Buy legal. This is not a game. Visit www.thisisnotagame.info for a full list of retailers near you. This message was brought to you in the interest of public safety by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.